Listener Production.
Hi there, Isabel Everett with your news briefing. The first ever cases of monkeypox have been confirmed in Australia. A man is isolating in a Melbourne hospital after returning from the UK, with a case also detected in Sydney in a return traveller from Europe. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the virus causes flu-like symptoms followed by a rash similar to chickenpox.
The rash is flat, then develops blisters and then pus and then scabs, and it can last 2 to 4 weeks. The infection is usually a mild illness for most people, and most people recover in a few weeks, but some people can experience more serious illness.
We're on the home stretch of the election, with both leaders out and about across the country today to try and get their message across to undecided voters. Anthony Albanese visiting 4 states, giving us this last-minute pitch.
Australians do have a choice between a better future where they can vote for cheaper childcare, ending the climate wars, more secure work, vote for a government that understands the cost of living pressures mean people are falling further and further behind.
While Scott Morrison says this election is all about a strong economy, something only the coalition can deliver.
There are real pressures, and that's why this election is so much about who can manage money, because those who are facing that hardship, they'll be helped by a government that's able to support them, as we are doing right now, by halving the petrol tax, providing direct payments to pensioners, and helping home buyers.
Listener.